You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome to the Fourth Line Podcast in partnership with Last Word on Sports. This is April the 15th, 2017, and with you today is myself, Carl. And back with us again is the always wonderful Joel.
That's just it. No, you always give me something more, and that just nothing.
I figured, you know, maybe a week off, you had something fresh and hot and ready to bring.
No, maybe you were afraid to say anything more because I'm going to smash you in the face with my stick.
Wow!
And then when you're cowering in defense, I'm just going to elbow you in the face.
Did you know, Joel, that while illegal, you would not be suspended from this show for that? No, that's not true. You would be suspended from this show, but if you were an NHL player, that's totally fine.
I would not go to jail.
You would not go to jail. You would not miss a game. You'd be right back in the lineup tomorrow.
How crazy is the NHL right now?
Yeah, for those of you who haven't seen, go and watch what Matt Calvert did after the game on Saturday, Friday night. Pittsburgh and Columbus cross-checked Kunuckel in the back, or in the neck. Not even in the back, in the neck.
Like neck head area.
Yeah. Then circled back around and elbowed him.
In the face.
minor detail.
It wasn't just like a, hey, I'm going to nudge you in the side. No, like he spun around, nailed him in the face. This is after the play. The game was over. Like you could clearly tell the game was over. Even if you didn't have the clock there, it was very evident by, I don't know, you said that guy's name. I don't know how to say it.
Kunuckel?
Kunuckel.
Probably messing that up, but who cares? He does.
He's just like standing there, like not doing anything.
Yeah, because you don't expect to be cross-checked in the neck after the play.
The one thing I haven't tried to figure out, I've tried to figure it out, I haven't been able to figure out, is why Calvert did this.
Like, what inspired him? Yeah, I also tried the same thing. I was like, man, like earlier in the game, he must have really pissed him off. I've seen nothing.
It's just, the guy has, apparently he has anger issues.
Yeah.
This is my take, because, you know, I'm a psychology major.
Yep.
We'll pretend that's true for the moment. I'm assuming that this is like one of, like, you know how like it's like the nature versus nurture, and like do the parents influence decisions?
Yeah.
I think this is all Torts. This is just like built up anger that Tortorella has that he's then moved down to his players.
That's 100% a plausible reason for that, for sure. Because he'll probably say something like, you know, that guy, you know, language that we do not use on this show, in regards to some of those guys out there. And unfortunately, Matt Calvert had that. So Pierre LeBrun posted this morning, probably not suspended, going to be a fine. What do you think he should have been? Because he should have been suspended. Like, I don't think anyone is, except for Jackets fans, are like, yeah, I'm fine with no suspension. Should have been suspended. How many?
Okay. So in the world where suspensions make sense for everybody, it should have been like four playoff games.
Yeah.
In the world where the Department of Player Safety doesn't really suspend people for doing anything that bad, unless you hit a ref, then it's probably one playoff game. So, yeah. but he's going to get none, and he's going to have to pay $6.
Yeah, it'll be less than his playoff bonus.
Like, oh, a lot less than his playoff bonus.
So,
like, it'll be like $2,500.
Yeah,
that's isn't that what fines in the NHL are, like $2,000? I don't know,
something like that. Whatever it is, like, it's just going to be, it's stupid. And it's a joke. We've known it's been a joke. It just gets worse.
Here's the thing. I'm I just want to put this out there. If he gets no suspension, I believe Matt Martin should go full ham on Ovi. I'm totally okay with it.
Well, like, what kind of, you know, Tom Sestito has gotten a lot of criticism for even the Pens' usage of him. You already have
kill someone.
He's going to go bananas.
He's going to kill somebody, and it's not like.
And then he'll be suspended 2 games for it.
And I'm only like slightly joking that someone's like, because you're by allowing what took place to happen, you are saying you can do whatever the heck you want to do. Players, go to town, because like literally like okay, I was trying to. This is. I know this is going to be extreme, but bear with me as I go down this path.
Bearing.
Now, the result of the other thing that I'm going to compare this to was obviously much worse, but I still believe it was a bit of a different circumstance. Like, it was like, how is this any better than what Bertuzzi did?
Exactly. Or McSorley.
Yeah. So,
a stick and fraction to an unexpected player. There's not like both of those even happened like during play.
So Bertuzzi punches Steve Moore from behind, drives him into the ice.
Yeah.
This guy, Calvert, hits the guy from behind, like, without warning. So sucker punch just, like, and then comes around and cleans his clock. Like, I don't get how is this any better? It's just, and this is totally, this is what it's going to come down to, injury. Like, I'm not excusing what Bertuzzi did at all, but if Steve Moore doesn't end his career there, is the injury not – is the suspension not as –
if he skates off the ice,
yeah,
it's a very different story.
It's like, okay, we're going to give you 10 games for that instead of however many – like a year or whatever he got, right? Yeah. Like it's completely different and like because of the injury. But I just – I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is just not – like how is this any different? I feel like it's not.
It is – I'd say it's slightly different in that, like, he didn't ride him like Seabiscuit down to the ice. However, it's not far off. Like, for sure, the only reason he didn't get suspended is because of injury. And that's idiotic. Like, there's no reason the NHL should base suspensions on injury.
Did you see – I saw someone tweet. I don't know who it was. They said something about – well, he's not going to get suspended because, and the reason that they're using this was like, I'm pretty sure is an actual source, is that sticks break easily. I was like, what? How is that even like, how is that even? It's like, well, fists hurt a little more than gloves. So if you hit someone with a glove, it's not as big of a deal. It's
like, right.
Like that's the type of logic that you're using.
Yeah, probably a defective stick. It would have broken anyways.
Yeah. Did you see Don Cherry go off about sticks on Coach's Corner the other night?
Yeah. It's
so funny.
It's not like he's not wrong.
But well, he's blaming players, though. That's the funniest part. Is that he's like, what are you guys doing with these sticks? You should go get metal bats. Like, so they don't break. I was like, what are you talking about? That's not even like, how do you blame the players for using sticks that break? That makes zero sense. I was so confused by it.
That is not right. But I do find it interesting. Like, if you were to go back to a wooden stick, how many players would trust prefer the reliability of that versus what you can get out of like increased performance? There is a lot of room for improvement. Because if bats in baseball were breaking with the same speed that sticks are breaking in hockey, like if every 20 hits was a broken bat, like ground out to short, you would stop.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know the actual numbers on that because I don't actually think it's that different.
Then
I don't think... I think bats in baseball get broken just as much as sticks do. I don't think there's that big of a difference. Like, sticks don't get broken that often. What, like there's, two or three a game?
Right. How many broken bats do you see a game?
Two or three. No, easy.
You were watching much different baseball. Mind you, I'm not watching any baseball the way my team's playing right now. So.
Well, it's because, like, baseball bats, like, they get cracked really easy, right? So you don't always know when they get broken. I would say two or three get broken a game. It's, like, you don't always notice. It doesn't shatter all the time. But, like,
right.
I would say...
Well, and that's just, like, there's hockey sticks that they test them, and they're like, oh, no, this one's got a crack in it, and I'm not using it, so...
So I just don't... I just thought that was hilarious, but... It was funny that Don Cherry was going. I'm excited to see if he's going to have like a take about this. Just be like, yeah, Colbert, it's because of those sticks. He's going to reinforce the whatever. I don't know if the guy that tweeted. I don't want to go find it because I might find that it was a joke anyways. But I thought it was funny. I was like, if this is an actual take that sticks break easily, that's. I was like, well, we can basically do whatever we want to people with sticks now because you just broke a stick on the guy's face. Oh, it was going to break anyways. It was just happened to be there. It was just bad timing, I guess. Yeah, no suspension. Perfect.
It's dumb. We are deep into the first round. Shallow into the first round.
I was going to say, I was like, dude, are we deep? I don't know. I feel like we're not very. I've watched about 1.25 games total.
Okay, so you're ready to talk about hockey then?
Sure, why not? Okay.
All right. Let's start with your wheelhouse then. The Leafs.
Washington's in trouble. Let me tell you this. Yeah. They did not look good the other night. So
they did not. And if you look at the I saw many comparisons, I'm sure you did too, of the Leafs and Oilers both blowing 2-0 leads.
I actually didn't see any of those, but okay. I imagine they were there.
Right.
I stayed off of Twitter and that's lately. Fair.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. And then obviously the Oilers came back and won last night, fairly convincing against San Jose. So do you think that your Leafs can do the same thing tonight?
I think they totally. They showed the other night that they can beat Washington. I still like they're gonna play this series a lot tougher than everyone's making it. Like the thing that'll annoy me is that, like let's say this happens. Like Washington's gonna win in like 5 or 6 games probably, but let's say they win in like 4 or 5, and it's all one goal games or overtime games. Everyone's gonna be like, "Yep, Washington spanked the Leafs," and I'll be sitting there. I'm like, it's like, yeah, you didn't win any games, but they weren't like, it wasn't like you've seen the series, the first round series where the guys lose like.
Well, it's Columbus right now? Like,
yeah,
when Columbus loses in 4, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, they got spanked, but the Leafs did not get spanked in game 1.
They did not. They might in the next few games. I'm not convinced. I love how like both. This is my favorite thing. This is the one thing that I have seen on Twitter is that both teams are saying we did not take that big step that we needed to in that first game. So Washington's like, we got another step, and then Toronto's like, oh, we got another step, and I'm like, really, guys? Can you use the step in game 1?
Maybe pump the brakes.
Yeah, it's like it's either. You should have used it to begin with, or maybe neither of you have another step. But it was it'll be interesting. I was pleased with the Leafs. They had 2 crappy goals. They should have won the game. They still the overtime goal Anderson should not have let in, and no. The game tying goal Anderson, that was just bad luck, bad bounce, didn't know where it was.
Yeah, but like the Marner goal. Like Holpe, it's the same thing as that, right? A bounce, didn't really have much of a chance. Those are the goals that win you games.
Yeah, but Marner's was skill too. Tom Wilson's wasn't skill; he just shot the puck.
If it wasn't okay, so then if it's not skill, then Freddie Anderson is an unskilled goalie. If Tom Wilson is scoring on unskilled shots, there's another problem there.
Yeah, exactly. He should have had that. I said, did I not just say that?
Yeah. Well, it's if your goalie's if in overtime your goalie can't make saves that you need him to, then you didn't play well and you don't deserve to win a game. Sure, it's winnable, but if you're going to let in garbage goals from Tom Wilson at the hash marks,
First off, I never like you were like, I would like to point out that I'm not claiming any of the things that you're saying. I didn't say they should have won. I didn't say they deserved to win. And I also said Anderson should have had that shot. So I'm confused on why you're shooting back at me here.
Just want to stand up for my team.
Yeah.
I missed the thanks to the truck that broke down on the only bridge crossing the river in Calgary. I missed the start of the game. So I missed the Marner goal. I got there in time for the second goal, and then the Caps go in from there. What I noticed was that as it went on, and I think it's quite obvious when you blow a 2-0 lead, you play worse the second half of that game. Anyone who looks at a box score can tell you that that's probably what happened. And to me, it looked like certainly the Leafs were better than than most people would have given them credit for going into that game. Don't get me wrong. But that Caps team really did stop the Leafs from doing a whole lot, even into overtime. Like once the game was tied, I'm not saying like the Leafs were turtling and playing defensively. The game was tied. The Leafs were going, they had no chances in overtime.
Yeah. I didn't watch overtime. I had a ball game. So I didn't watch the third period. I left after too. So very well could have been. This is a classic series that if Toronto doesn't win any games, it's not a big deal. If Washington loses this series, it's a big deal. Like Toronto shouldn't win this series. But can they? Yeah, they totally can. Like any team can win any series, except maybe Columbus.
Except
like,
Columbus right now, yeah.
Yeah, like if Toronto comes out and wins the game 3-2 tonight, no one's going to be like, "Oh, I did not see that coming." Like, no, they have a legitimate chance of doing that. They shouldn't. They should lose this series. I'm not too worried about that. What I am worried about one thing though.
Okay.
I'm worried about how Colorado feels now that Carl has gone full-born Washington.
It's just for 2 months, Joel.
No, it's not. We all know that it's not for 2 months. This is you have gone hard, Washington. So I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of picking a second team, so that I'm thinking like maybe the Pens or the Blackhawks, just so that when the Leafs are out, I can just go full born, and then I can jump back and forth. Is that okay?
Well, quite obviously, if the Avs were in the playoffs, I wouldn't be talking about the Caps at all.
We don't know that. We don't know that. I don't know that.
The only problem is that since we've started this show, maybe that's the problem. Since we've started the show, the Avs have not made the playoffs. Maybe we got to shut her down for my Avs to get back in it.
Maybe. So here's this is maybe we should make this like the question of the week. I'd be interested in hearing what other people say. Are you allowed to have two full teams? Because you have referred to both the Avs and the Caps as your team.
Yeah, the Caps aren't like fully my team though.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. For those not being able to see Carl right now, well, not right. He was wearing a Caps hat at the beginning of this show.
Yeah, it's way too small for my giant head though, so I had to take it off. It was hurting.
So I think this is the beginning of the end. Like this is Carl. This is, it's been a running thing about how Carl's been a Caps fan, but like he is. I think he's selling out his team. I'm a little worried about. He did already approve that I could have his Duchesne jersey. I have text evidence of that. So because we were talking about this in text, and I was like, yeah, can I have your Duchesne jersey? Because it's over. And I have proof that he says yes right after that. So
anything can be Photoshopped, Joel. Anything.
No, I'm really bad. Everyone knows my Photoshop skills and knows me. I do not have them. I do not have the MS Paint skills that Carl does. So it's not going to happen here. But I'm worried about the Avs. I feel like they're probably a little sad that they're missing you.
No, they're not. Because they know that they're mine forever and ever.
I don't know. I've seen this before.
I'm not going to sit through arguably the worst season I have ever watched. Like, knock on wood here. It's not going to get worse than it was this year. Like, it can't get any worse than this season. So,
oh man, you have, where have you been my last 10 years? So, trust me, it gets worse.
So here's the thing. Like, if I could stomach through this year with the Caps being there, being the best team in the league, if there's any time you're going to jump ship, it's when the secondary team is the best and the primary team is trash. If I actually watched Colorado Avalanche hockey all season, why wouldn't I have already switched?
Exactly. I think you have already switched.
Why, if I've switched, why would I keep watch? Like, why would I watch an Avalanche Coyotes game?
I don't know. That does seem a bit strange.
Yeah, it's because they're not my team, the Capitals.
You said that team. Really weird.
I know, and then I realized I had to change it
because it made it sound like you were actually finally admitting it.
Yeah, apparently pronouns are useful used correctly. That's a tip for the kids.
Well, I will move on from this, but I'm a little worried. I'm thinking it's like, because like,
you're not the first person and you're not the last who's been like, Carl, this is a little questionable. I know how it looks, but that's not the way it is.
That, I don't know. That's, well, yet to be seen. I think, and see, like, the difficulty is, well, you'll never admit to it. You'll probably just keep all your Avs stuff just so that all of us are proven wrong, even though in the back of your mind you're just like, this is it. Because I've had secondary teams,
yeah,
to other teams that I cheer for, but never have I been as excited and pumped up the way that you are about the Capitals. And the other thing, I think, and this is where I think you're just setting yourself up so that when they lose, because they will, they're not going to win.
Sure.
When they do lose, you can just jump off and be like, oh, they're not really my team. So maybe you're just protecting yourself, which I appreciate, because sports is terrible and breaks our hearts time and time again. And so because
I had another conversation with my wife about that yesterday, because I've mentioned it once already on the show. My Jays are miserable. They are quite awful.
They will not make the playoffs.
Yep, that's a fact.
10 games into the season. That's tough.
That's a rough go. And she was like, why do you still do it? Like, your hockey team makes you sad, your baseball team makes you sad, your football team made you sad, and you don't really care about the Raptors. So that, like, they might bring you joy, but sure. It's a legitimate question to have to think about. Like, it made me pause. Like, is the high still high enough to get me through these low points?
Yeah.
That's what I,
because I can tell you right now, if the Leafs ever win the Stanley Cup, that will have made my cheering for them my entire life totally worth it. I guarantee it. It'll be, I only need one. Win one.
Just one per lifetime.
One, I would be one. That's all I need.
Which is what most people are hoping for. Like, there's, what, 60-year-olds still hoping for one Stanley Cup a lifetime. So,
yeah. You just, I guess, just 50, give me one. Yeah. Give me one. I'll be super thrilled about it. I won't ever ask for more.
That's not true.
I will want more, but I won't ever, like, demand more. I won't ever be like, it's unfair that I've never had one.
Okay, I can support that. Other matchups going on. Where do you want to go next? There's seven other. Let's go to the easy one. Columbus and Pittsburgh. We talked about the cross check. Does Columbus win a game?
No, they do not.
So the biggest question then is, with the Matt Murray injury.
We're not going into this.
Know what?
Matt Murray's still the starting goalie. Let's not go there.
So he gets the job back immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pittsburgh is beating a terrible team.
Okay, just checking. Marc-Andre Fleury did make 39 saves last night.
Marc-Andre Fleury is doing what any goalie should do against Columbus.
Okay.
You think otherwise?
I think if this I think that they, if Matt Murray doesn't come back until the end of this series, because like he wasn't at practice the other day, didn't play last night. I haven't seen if they've had a practice. I guess today will probably be a travel day, so they might not. They'll probably have a morning skate tomorrow in Columbus. If Matt Murray doesn't play this series, I think they start the next series against the Capitals with Fleury as the goalie. And with the shortest leash imaginable.
Yeah, you can't play that game. If Pittsburgh sweeps this, they're going to have like a week off. Matt Murray will be ready to go. Just go with them. Because like both goalies are going to have a bunch of time off. It's not like you can say we're riding the hot hands. Like, no, you've both been sitting for a week or more.
Now, here's my thing, though. Because we don't fully know what extent Matt Murray's injury is. And what would concern me as a Penguins fan is the fact that, you know, he could get rushed back. He could come back sooner than he should. And then you're in a scenario where you're going back to Fleury anyways.
So it's just fine.
Yeah, but like, so let's say he gets hurt in a game. Let's say he has a bad game and he's pushing through it and they're like, okay, he's not actually healthy. We're going to do it. You've lost that game.
Yeah, but you're going to lose the game that Fleury plays.
Then it's not necessarily true. Marc-Andre Fleury has, especially the last 2 years, when he's not playing every single game, where he's not 100% the guy, he has been arguably, to me, the best version of Marc-Andre Fleury ever. And this is a goalie who's won a Stanley Cup before. Is he as good as Matt Murray? No. But Marc-Andre Fleury has done it in the past, and I believe that Marc-Andre Fleury can be enough for this team in the future.
Not versus the Caps.
I think, like, this Penguins team, we're watching them dominate the Jackets. They can win with any goalie in net.
Yeah. This is becoming clear for me. Like, everyone is talking about how this is Washington's year. I'm fully on board with this is Pittsburgh's year again. Like, it's just no team is as good as them.
Now that brackets are officially released, did you change yours, or do me and you both have Pittsburgh winning the cup?
We both have Pittsburgh. And the one that annoys me the most right now about our bracket, and we can go there, because did you see, I don't think anyone saw Minnesota going down 2-0.
No.
But
it's not surprising. Like someone said to me yesterday, it's surprising that Columbus and Minnesota are down 2-0. I was like, Columbus is not. Minnesota a little bit. But they struggled at the end of the year.
Yeah. I think what's surprising is that it's been Jake Allen. That's the reason. Because he did not have a good year. Coming from someone who was, like, sold that he was going to have a great season, had a terrible year, really, and now looks fantastic.
Do you want to hear a fancy stat? And they're not fancy stats at all. It's just fun with sample size. Ken Hitchcock, and we'll get to there was a slew of coaching stuff happening this week. Ken Hitchcock, the new Dallas Stars coach, was fired by the Blues this year. Since Ken Hitchcock was fired, Jake Allen, number one in goals against and save percentage.
That's pretty good. Jake Allen's a good goalie. I think he's a good goalie. I think he's gonna get back into it. I'm so annoyed about this though. So when I was filling out my bracket, I accidentally picked St. Louis and I submitted it, and then the bracket page went down, and it was just miserable.
Yeah, because it was terrible all week. Thanks, Batman. Yeah.
And then when it was finally back up again, it was just in time that I could go and switch it to what I wanted to pick, and so I chose Minnesota. And yeah, it's not good. I wish that had not happened.
Yeah, my bracket is doing fairly well so far. I know we're like 1.5 games into this series, but except for Minnesota, everyone's still very winnable. Everyone's either ahead or tied, so it's looking good.
Yeah, mine is our brackets, we did not fill them out together, but they sure look very similar. Yeah,
it's pretty much like, Joel, as much as we disagree sometimes on the show, I was quite surprised how similar our brackets are. So, except
as much as I don't think Toronto's going to win, I don't care. I still picked them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fair. You got to go with your team. If you can't cheer for your team through thick and thin, don't cheer at all.
See, and that is why I picked Pittsburgh beating Washington. Because my team's not in it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not true. You, when it comes to like fantasy and like all those kinds of things, I know fully that you take your heart completely out of it. So don't play that game.
If anything, I go opposite my heart. Like I refuse to go with my heart. Yeah.
You get so mad when I choose guys based off of on ice chemistry in fantasy leagues. That's not a thing. No, it is a thing. My team needs to like each other.
I need Taves and Kane. Taves is terrible without Kane.
Exactly. So I. Is there any other notable series?
Calgary's
still bad.
Calgary still can't win in Anaheim. They put up a valiant fight, had a lead in that game.
It
was kind of what we thought. It was a if anything less physical than I was expecting that series. Was expecting with Matthew Tkachuk and Michael Ferland, Corey Perry, Ryan Kesler, just it to get a little messy, and maybe it will deeper into these series when they have to deal with Matthew Tkachuk for a week. But not yet.
The series that I think I said this last time I was on, the series that I was probably going to be the best series to watch is the only series that I have watched other than the Leafs, most of the Leafs game, was Montreal, New York.
Yeah, it sounded great on the radio yesterday, which is listened.
Yeah. What is this with you? Like, are you just like, do you plan to drive at all times when there's games going on?
It's hard to not when you drive 3 hours for a day trip, you're kind of bound and determined to be driving back during the games at night.
That's true. Are you driving tonight?
Yes, but I will be. The plan is to watch the Leafs game and then drive back. So
okay. So well, I am supposed to drive today, but I told all the people, I was like, "Well, we'll be home at 4. We're going to Victoria today." I was like, "Back at 4."
That's like a 3-hour drive, isn't it?
No, like an hour and a half. Oh, okay. So it's not too bad. We're gonna leave like literally as soon as we're done this bad boy. We're gonna jump in the car and go to Victoria, and then I'll be back in time for the Leafs game.
Yeah, that's me. We're heading to the farm for some Easter dinner, and gonna watch the Leafs game. Who knows when I'll head back. I won't stay up till the end of Calgary Anaheim for sure before heading back, because that's not wise. But
the Montreal New York game was great. Like I don't know. I watched the full Leafs game, and then I just in the background or just different pieces. I watched most of the highlights from most of the games.
What I found very interesting, and so you can tell me how this changed. The first game, Montreal could not get the puck out of their own zone. They just were creating zero chances. And then it sounded like for at least the third period and overtime in that game that they really just dominated possession. Was that the case? Like, were they playing well, or was New York just on their heels trying to hold on to that lead?
I think it was they were on their heels. I'd have to go back and actually check, but I believe like they had a ton of penalties in that. Like they were even they took a penalty in overtime, I think.
Yeah, Christopher Kreider did. Montreal's favorite New York Ranger.
I laughed so hard. I think it was on Sportsnet. Or CBC. I don't know which one it was on. Whoever was doing it was comparing Kreider to Brendan Gallagher, and it killed me. I was laughing pretty good at that one. I was like, bet you Montreal fans are not happy about this comparison.
Yeah, but Montreal's full of guys you compare to Chris Kreider. Like,
or worse.
Yeah. Like you could, Andrew Shaw is a less skilled, more angry Chris Kreider.
Yeah. Is like they Montreal has so many guys that you just do not like. So they have like they got Gallagher who's just I don't nobody likes that guy. No, Shaw.
He's a worse version of Marchand. Like
yeah.
Like not like worse as a person, but like a less skilled Marchand is yeah. Brendan Gallagher.
Shaw, really actually nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
Steve Ott, he's like Andrew Shaw, but like 20 years older.
Yeah.
He's
like
just
Andrew Shaw's dad. Like that's the reason Andrew Shaw turned out the way he is because of Steve Ott.
Yeah, this is so it's just like I'm just trying to like this team is whatever. They don't look good. It's gonna come down to the same thing that it comes down to them for every year. Like can Carey Price literally steal every game? Because that's what it's gonna come down to, and it won't happen. He didn't look great last night. Like they managed to pull out one. They managed to cheap shot Grabner and then score, which was hilarious to get into overtime. But I've watched the most. That's the series I've watched the most of, other than the Leafs, and I've enjoyed it. So I'm not really. There's not a lot of storylines. Like there's a lot of teams that just don't really care about each other in this first round.
Right, and let's Ottawa, Boston.
Yeah,
like
I hope
Boston.
They both
Boston won. Like literally, the biggest thing out of that first game was the Ottawa Senators Twitter account mocking the Bruins for not having a shot in the second period.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Funny because it backfired.
Funny because they lost. And then everyone, you know, you had all the fancy stats guys saying, well, it's not shots that matter, it's shot attempts. Well, the Bruins still had less shot attempts.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter that much. But you do need to put the puck on net. Sens yeah. Twitter isn't wrong.
Worst part about this series is I'm refusing to watch it because I don't want to watch what should have been.
You don't want to see the Senators and just be like, man, these guys are not good.
Yeah, Tom Cecito makes me very angry. If we get a shot at him, I hope Matt Martin cleans his clock.
Well, he'll be suspended one game, so, for what he does to Mr. Matt Calvert.
So he'll be back by then. Because, man, I know this was before. Like, this is pre-playoffs, but, man. Anderson, if we had Anderson in that game, we win.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Unless he gives up a weak goal like he did to Tom Wilson.
You know what? I don't like Tom Wilson, and I'm starting
like
to not...
I don't like Tom Wilson either.
And I'm starting to not like you very much right now. So we should probably start talking about coaches before I just walk away.
Okay, well, two other matches we haven't talked about, Edmonton and San Jose.
I hate Edmonton.
See, I'm fine with Edmonton. San Jose, surprisingly, when you're without Joe Thornton, it impacts you. Apparently, yeah. he's still a huge part of that team.
He is. I hate this. I hate Edmonton because I like to make fun of them. And they won a game, so that makes me sad.
Yeah, I think as soon as they made the playoffs, any rights to make fun of them for me kind of went out the window.
I'll still try. Yeah, do you see how their Twitter account's all happy that they're throwing out hits?
Yes.
They're out hitting San Jose. I'm not sure that's going to win games.
No. As much as the Senators' Twitter account had it wrong about shots, hits, less relevant.
Yeah, that's... Do you still think Edmonton wins this series?
I do think Edmonton wins this series. And it comes down to the fact, like if Joe Thornton was healthy and with this team, like that first game probably doesn't go to overtime, and this second game maybe doesn't. Like the Oilers are taking so many penalties. Everyone loves Zach Cassian for scoring a shorthanded goal. And the game winner last night, but that guy is going to take a stupid penalty because they're taking like penalty after penalty. They had multiple penalties in the first period after the whistle. That is not how you win a playoff series, by taking penalties after the whistle.
I'm amazed they're calling penalties after the whistle because I don't know.
Well, some of the other games I've watched. Game is a very different scenario. Yeah, you can do whatever you want when the game is finished, but after the play, the NHL is very serious about those things.
Well, I don't know. I've watched enough of the Habs, Rangers, and the Leafs, Caps that not much is getting called after the whistle in those games.
Well, and I do know some Oilers fans are a little salty about the officiating, but every team is upset about the officiating this time of the year.
Are they? I feel like I don't know. Like, I'm not. Are you?
Well,
did you think the Caps Leafs games was called poorly?
No.
I thought it was.
It was probably fair both sides. Yeah.
There wasn't a ton called in that game.
No, but there and it, that game didn't get like the third and overtime got a little more physical, but it wasn't. The first two periods just looked like a regular season game.
You missed the first period.
Oh, okay.
Like there was like the one call that got there was one play. I forget the guy's name. I don't know who it was. Connor Carrick it wasn't Carrick. It was one of our defensemen was just lying on the ice and some guy took like four cross checks to him while he was just lying there. So that was after the whistle and they got a penalty. But so it was getting a little dicey in that first period. It might have slowed down because the Caps was like, maybe we should try and win this game. Yeah. I think you're totally right. Zach Cassian does not seem like he seems like a bigger liability than he is. He seems like a big liability right now.
So like to me, if they can kind of rein that in a little bit, harness that into hits during the play, which they're apparently quite good at.
It's that lack of playoff experience.
That's it. That's the difference. So, and then the last matchup we haven't talked about, Chicago and Nashville. Nashville won the first game 1-0. And to me, that's probably the only game that's going to be 1-0 in this series. Pekka Rinne is not actually that good. And the Chicago Blackhawks have quite the scoring depth.
They play tonight?
They do.
Yeah, that'll be... I don't know, it's just a bunch of, weird matchups this year. Is this how it always is in the playoffs? I stopped paying attention to the NHL during the playoffs.
Right. What you need to do when your team doesn't make the playoffs is you pick a second team to cheer for during them. Makes them matter a little more.
Nah, that seems like too much work.
Okay, well...
Because when I cheer for, like, second teams, I always like to cheer for the underdog, but then it just ends up in heartbreak again. Okay. Maybe I should pick the Penguins this year or the Blackhawks and just be like, yeah, I'm going to go all in, buy jersey, cheer for the best team.
You cheer for your picks. That's who you cheer for. So, yeah, your Pens and Blackhawks, that's who you have in the final, right?
Yeah, because that just makes sense.
Yeah, so you just cheer to be right. I like being
that right. Is something I can get behind.
Absolutely.
The world is a better place when I'm right.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You know what I don't think makes the world a better place?
No.
Is teams going back to coaches that they've had for a long time.
Okay.
Tell you more. Do you think Hitchcock in Dallas is a good idea?
No.
I don't think so either.
It's an entirely different roster from when he was there before.
Right, because it's been like 10 years since he's been there, right?
Yeah, so like no one is still around from that team.
But it's like I was amazed that they went back to him.
Yeah, he left there in 2002. So it's been 15 years.
Oh.
Quite honestly, I don't consider it going back to him because like I said, nothing's the same. But certainly, I just find it surprising that people still, you know, wish to bring in this like these coaches that kind of just get recycled. Like you win a championship and you can coach anywhere for life.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. He's only missed the, like, so he's been coaching full time since 96.
Yeah.
He's only missed the playoff 3 times.
Maybe there's a reason that people keep bringing him back then.
That's amazing. So he's missed it 3 times, and then he's been fired 3 times mid-season, which he got fired when he was 23-17 and 6. So he was probably in a playoff position.
Which was also like 2 years after winning that cup.
Just 2 years after winning the cup. And then he got fired when he was 1-6, so probably not going to make it. And then 22-7, probably not going to make it. His years in Columbus were his worst years, but he did take him to the playoffs once. But he's only missed the playoff 3 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, and 2 of them were with terrible Jackets teams.
Yeah.
No, like, he is obviously a talented coach who, you know, he said he was retiring and then was unemployed for about 3 months before being hired right back. People say that he's one of those coaches that you can handle at the beginning, and then his tough love mentality kind of wears thin.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that helps. I don't know if tough love is really going to make the Dallas Stars not have 2 terrible goaltenders, though.
Yeah, that's why they got 1 more year left of those guys.
Yeah, they've got to figure something out there.
Or to just let it ride 1 more year, go for the full tank.
Well, you don't bring in Ken Hitchcock to coach you through a tank.
You might.
You probably shouldn't.
Well, is Hitchcock? That's what I was going to say. Is he still a good coach?
Well, you just went through all the numbers of how little he's missed the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. It just seems... Goaltending is so bad. So bad. They still have to pay those goalies $9 million, $10 million next year. Oh, that's terrible. So who else? Like, we have a coach in Las Vegas as well now.
Yeah. The former Florida Panthers coach, Gerard Gallant, is in Las Vegas.
Brilliant. That guy, so he coaches in Florida and then in Vegas. He is getting... his agent is magical. He's getting the... Like, those are 2 top locations that you want to coach, right?
Yeah.
Like, hockey aside, just
not the roster, the organization. Just, I wish to live in Florida and I wish to live in Vegas. Those are maybe not live in Vegas, but spend at least a few months there every year. Fine by me.
Yeah, I'm okay. So what you think? I don't. There's nothing really you can say about the Vegas thing because it's just kind of, they don't have a team.
Right. And so, I think, like, for him, it's a great job opportunity. You do well, you're a hero. You do poorly, there's no expectations on you. Like, when do you expect this Vegas team can make the playoffs, no matter who the coach is?
Yeah.
Like, what, 3 years, like 4 years? No one expects them to go in and win right away. Now, I know, like, they've said they plan to, but fans know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Who else got coaching jobs? Sutter's gone, right?
Yeah, Daryl Sutter and GM Dean Lombardi gone from LA. And
that's not a surprise.
Not a surprise. Well, certainly Sutter leaving, not a surprise. I find it a little surprising. Not so much. Well, I find it surprising they got rid of Lombardi, replaced him with, is what surprises me more.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that they replaced the guy that is totally okay bringing in super old long contracts.
Right. And his solution for making the playoffs is to bring in a backup goaltender.
And who, like, wanted to re-sign said backup goaltender.
Like, who shouldn't be a goaltender that will demand starters money.
Yeah.
He looked at the Dallas Stars down the street and they were like, hey, they made the playoffs last year. Let's do that. Let's follow that model. Older, less skilled forwards.
Yeah. I just thought Dallas, if they could somehow get out of those goalies and sign Bishop, that would be a good little team.
Yeah, maybe trade one of those to LA.
Hilarious.
But I don't think new general manager Rob Blake is going to be a fan of that.
Rob Blake, weird decision, right?
Yeah. Oh, super weird.
I did not see that coming.
No. So that's what happened in LA. Vancouver, Willie's gone.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Now, what is surprising is they haven't just automatically promoted Travis Green.
They are going through the interview process
with him,
Trevor Linden, with everyone. Trevor Linden is not a good fit for this team. He is driving this team into the ground. And you know what? Nobody cares because everyone loves Trevor Linden around here.
Well, I think that's why. And I forget if I came up with this theory or I read it somewhere. I'm going to take credit for it, though. So, because you have Toronto. No, not Toronto. Yes. You have Colorado. Mm-hmm. You have Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Dallas to a degree as well, because Joe Nieuwendyk's there. But he's had success. So Sakic and Linden,
yeah,
doing miserable jobs. Like,
yeah,
they finished right at the bottom.
Yeah.
If anything, this is LA's way of like of tanking, but making the fans happy with it, because they're not like they bring in Luke Robitaille, they bring in Rob Blake, they're fan favorites. So if you bring in like some terrible GM no one's ever heard of, you're not going to have any desire to fire them. You've at least bought these two guys 2 years, right, of goodwill. Because I think you can expect the LA Kings not going to be good next year. They missed the playoffs, new coach. Like, you don't know who's going to coach that team. So then the second year, you're like, okay, sure, they're working their way back up. That fails. And at the end of that year, that's when the fans start to get upset. You keep them for a third year. By then, hopefully, you've managed to put some good scouts in place. And then you fire those guys, bring in an actual GM for the proper path forward for this team.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, like, so, and I guess, like, it can sometimes work. Like, and the difference is here, if your theory is right, like, because, like, the Leafs didn't bring in Shanahan as, like, this to make the fans happy. No, like, they brought him in.
He's not a former player. They brought him in to be good.
And he is. And well, then they, like, Sakic and Patrick Waugh, that doesn't, like, you just didn't, did you ever feel like that was going to work out well?
No, not in the slightest.
Yeah.
It's gone about as well as it should have. And so the only saving grace, Rob Blake coming to the Kings from the NHL offices, which, where Shanahan came from as well. So they are bringing guys in who have experience working in the front offices of these teams. Trevor Linden and Joe Sakic were essentially like, yeah, these guys have played hockey.
Yeah, Trevor Linden's bad. Like, it is, it's ugly. Jim Benning's probably about to get fired in the next week or so, too, I think.
Jeez.
So it's just,
How long is Trevor Linden's leash there as the president?
Apparently endless. Because if it's, like, because here's the thing, and you always want to point to, because like everyone's pointing to, oh, well, they're going down the right path now because they're trading veterans for picks and young players and all that, right? Yeah. They're doing really badly at it, though. Like yeah, sure, on the surface it looks okay because they're trading veterans for assets, but the assets they're getting, not good at all. Like, so they're going to end up with a really young team that can't win any games and has a zero future.
Well, and honestly, no one's come up. Like, there's been very few pieces with that team that you're like, oh, yeah, here's this exciting young guy that's turned into something.
Like, except Bo Horvat. Bo Horvat. That's it.
That's it. And
which,
they've been bad enough and been redoing things for that long. And you had to trade a top goaltender to get him.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I if Travis Green doesn't get this job in Vancouver, I don't know if he'll ever get an NHL job.
Yeah, this is the off season with this many job openings, and there could very well still be some more.
I want to know why everyone talks about how he's one of these, like, the next guy that's going to just be a great NHL coach, and yet nobody's hiring him.
No one wants to give him that job, for sure.
Yeah, it's weird, so. Carl?
Last, right. Wait, one, one you, last.
Is there one more?
Yeah. Well, it's not a vacancy, but Doug Weight officially keeps the job as the coach of the New York Islanders.
Yeah, that made that everyone saw that coming after he had a good, really good second half of the season, right? So
yeah, he finished that team strong. So yeah, good on him. And more importantly, they need to re-sign John Tavares. So
yeah,
nothing else for them matters if they don't bring him back.
So I'd like to add a new segment to the show. Well, it's going to be like a we'll do it three times and then it'll be over.
Okay.
We are going to run the NHL lottery simulator live on the show just to see how this plays out.
I see a lot of fans running the lottery simulator, zero Avalanche fans, because it only leads to disappointment. Like, we either get first, which is our best odds, or we finish fourth. Woo!
All right, you ready to go?
No.
Okay, here we go. The winner of the 2017 NHL lottery,
the Devils,
Detroit Red Wings. Well, I'm pretty sure we could not let that go. I'm pretty sure. Is this a first, Carl? Are you about to get beeped?
I guess I have to edit myself. I don't like to give myself more work, but come on, the Red Wings? No, come on. That's trash.
Okay,
I swear, if that happens, I'm turning it off. I don't care where Colorado finishes. I'm done.
Well, if that happens, here's coming in second. Carolina Hurricanes.
Huh. All right. So we're already slipped to third. Here we go.
In third.
No team.
Picking third. Getting the Nolan Patrick that dropped to third. Your Winnipeg Jets.
See, and this is why I hate the NHL lottery, because we're going to pick fourth in a shallow draft and get garbage.
You want me to do it one more time just to make you feel better?
No, but sure. Good. Go ahead. Help me feel better. Because I did.
Dallas, Sabres, Colorado.
Oh, so we picked third this time. Go us.
That was honestly the best reaction to something that I've ever heard that no one else will hear but me. And it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, now I'm sad. Joel, we're playing high sticking every single day of the playoffs.
Yeah. I was amazed that you made that decision to do every day, every game. Is it that much more work? I don't know.
It's a little more work. But, like, and no one really cares about me getting them out timely. Yesterday on the drive back, my wife drove the second half of the drive because I had already driven 4.5 hours that day and didn't want to finish. So I did that on the old drive home.
That makes a lot of sense. I was actually worried for a bit at how frequently you were responding to me, knowing that you were driving.
Yeah. No, that was,
makes me feel better.
Yeah. No, it was the road. It was snowing here. So I was not texting, driving in the snow, and the cops are all over that highway. So,
yes. Well, all right. Well, that was.
Yeah,
I'm happy about my new addition to the show, by the way. I'm still really thrilled about that.
I'm not. The high sticking, lots of points, play every current rankings. Ken Kallenbach, 12. Daniel Hill, 11. KG with 10. That's your top three. That's your podium finish. If you were to run an NHL lottery simulator, that's what you'd get. So
there you go.
Congrats to them. Obviously, it'll change today. There's four more games. First game gets underway in, 2 hours here? Bruins Sens, early afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's why no one wants to watch that game.
Yeah.
Raptors. Yeah. Raptors play right now. That's really not true. I think there's a game on right now, but Raptors play at like noon my time. I'm very sad that I'm going to miss it.
Well, you will be watching the Leafs-Caps game tonight, as will I. I'll be watching with some Leafs fans, so you can know that I will be kept in check.
How will you? How do they feel about your full fandom towards the Caps?
I got shot with Nerf guns when the Caps won, so that's how they feel. I actually sat with three Nerf guns pointed at me through the entire overtime, in case I celebrated.
See, I want if those if they're do they listen to the show?
I don't think so.
Okay, well,
one of them is former host Dave. I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen anymore.
Okay, well, you tell them to up their game. Nerf doesn't hurt as much as like baseballs. So,
okay, I really hope they're not listening. They won't be listening before tonight. So that's a good thing.
I'll tweet at them. You're probably also glad that you're not watching games with me then. Because I have baseballs at hand, ready to go in my living room right now. So
yeah, I don't know what a game I would. If I was watching a game with you, I would tone it down a little bit because you actually care. And like, I'm aware of the playoff yell count when it comes to sports, and I don't encourage that.
Gets fired up. My son, it's hilarious because like I will yell. Someone's at my door. We should wrap this up. Apparently. Anyways, I'll tell a story about my son and the yell count maybe next week. It's pretty funny.
All right. You can find us on Twitter at @FourthLinePodcast, Facebook.com/TheFourthLinePodcast, and TheFourthLinePodcast.com. We'll be having our second part of the expansion draft preview coming up. Joel just walked away to answer his door. You can find us on Last Word on Sports and Nuts and Bolts Sports and Boom City.
Boom City.
He's back.